We're talking with Jim Bloom, the CEO of Bayer Crop Science LP. And Jim, you indicated here at this Ag Issues Forum that your roots as a farm boy from Iowa has done you well, has helped you a great deal in your role with Bayer.
Certainly. Been in this industry a long time, but started as a farm boy in central Iowa. Went to Iowa State University and got my degree in agronomy, not business-based but science-based, and have been in this industry and know how our products are used and by who, which has been a real advantage in my career.
Seems that you talked a fair amount about the issue of kind of misunderstanding. We have a problem with a lot of society today not really grasping what we're doing in production agriculture, modern production agriculture, if you want to call it that. Very few people have a good understanding of that.
I agree. There's a huge thirst for knowledge in how food's produced and what they're people are buying in the grocery store. And every generation, we're getting away from people at least going to their grandfather's farm or to be connected in some way with somebody who's involved in agriculture. So as we do that, there's a thirst and a real need to understand what's happening on the farm. Why do you make the decisions you make? Why are you invested in that land? They don't understand the value of a seventh generation farmer who's always going to do the right thing on that farm and wants to hand it off to his eighth generation and the way it was handed to him. So without getting close and understanding that, they have bad information goes across the internet just as good as fast as good information. And so it's incumbent upon us who have that background and have that understanding to share it. When questions are asked, we should be prepared to answer it concisely and in a manner that satisfies their thirst.
You use the word mistrust also a great deal.
Yeah, I think when they consider the big agriculture and anything that's big is bad, and the fact that they believe that corporations may make take shortcuts or all about money, they misunderstand that the legal requirements for two brothers who farm together to be a corporation. They misunderstand the term corporate farming in the most general sense, the way it is in America today. And just taking the time to explain that to them and then explain that it is a family, most are family-run businesses yet. And so it's very important when they demand transparency and understanding that we're prepared to give it to them.
Seems that folks are very willing to accept technology in their lives, except when it comes to food.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could take the same person who will stand in line all day to get the latest version of iPhone, the cutting-edge technology, they got to have it, who may not want their food to be done anything other than a team of mules on a farm, right? They want it local and with very little inputs and the old way. The old ways are good enough for that, but yet, so we're bridging that. Why is that? How do millennials make decisions? What information can we give to them in the vehicles they're looking for it in? And it's interesting, fun, and a great challenge.
Now, for your organization, for Bayer Crop Science LP, you've got a challenge in that when you're starting to deal with these that are basically accusing you of being big and bad, your organization, your company, somehow you've still got to serve that farmer that needs this new technology.
Sure. We have to explain to them how the regulatory process works and that it does work and what goes behind it, how much time, money, and the scientific standards that are behind it, and why, if it doesn't meet those standards, science is science, we kill projects, right? So it's very important for them to understand and have comfort with that system. And we simply can't make regulatory decisions based on likes on a Facebook page. It really needs to be scientific. When we get new technologies in science, we redefine zero. We apply those new standards to re-register products and that we have comfort in a system that makes sense and that we're making decisions based on sound science and not concern or fear.
Your pipeline for new technology is an expensive pipeline. It's a very, very expensive part of doing business for you.
It is. We spend about $1.1 billion a year on R&D, and our pipeline will launch five new technologies for growers this year. By 2022, we'll launch 30 new innovations from that pipeline.
What's out there? In other words, what are you hearing from producers that they need more than anything else from Bayer?
the buzzword right now, because we've been slowly fixing resistance management issues with new tools, and they always believe we'll have the next silver bullet, which is not always true. So we have to rotate modes of actions, and we have to preserve the chemistries that are out there. But in the areas of drought management, in the newer technologies, and the new hybrids, and the new traits that are coming on, it's very exciting. We've recently invested very heavily in biologicals and being a global leader in that area, and understanding how bacteria, biologically active bacteria, and how consortium of bacteria in the soil, and understanding what goes on in the soil and why things occur in the ratios that they do, and how do we take advantage of that to understand yield increases for growers.
Is that something, is that type of technology something that you can maybe point to when you start dealing with skeptical consumers that we're trying to work with nature?
Sure. Farmers, what they don't understand is farmers are a great business person. They're not interested in spending their money on things that don't work. They're not going to over-apply. They buy basically everything at retail, and they sell their output at wholesale. They have to be very sharp businessmen, more than most other businesses. So getting them to understand that nobody's just out there throwing their money away on things that don't work is an important part of the education process. And these new technologies in these areas have to be proven, right? Not only do they have to be safe, but we can't go through that process and have something safe that doesn't meet a need. We have to also make sure we understand the grower's need and that we're looking 10 years down and providing materials that are safe and meet the grower's need. We see more and more a grower's need, with all of this information coming to him, a mechanism to take all of this data and analyze it and make real-time decisions off of it. Instead of just combining it, looking at it once a year, maybe making your variety or your hybrid decision off of it, really in the middle of the season, having a way of analyzing it, making a decision on an input, and knowing in a range of what the return on investment will be for making that application or not. And that's where we see a lot of the future application, I think, in some of the big data uses in the next 10 years.
So that big data concept is something that can benefit farmers.
Absolutely. Yep. The more analysis, the more data, the more algorithms that bring everybody with similar types, soil types, moisture, and cropping systems together to make the best decisions, I think will average the yield. We have great variability of yields in a field, right? Knowing and treating that, breaking that down in areas, and understanding how to treat each with variable rate technology and treating each area to bring the overall yield up, I think will pay a huge dividend.
If you had the opportunity to sit down with one of your customers, a farmer, maybe a wheat producer, corn producer, cotton producer, what one message would you want them to know about Bayer more than anything else these days?
Bayer is an innovation leader. Like I said, we're bringing 30 new innovations in by 2022. We continue to invest at about $1 billion a year, and we're investing about $1 billion in the U.S. in the infrastructure. So we're on the move. We can tend to be here in the future, and we do that by having an image just like our Bayer cross on the aspirin pill. That's iconic and stands the test of time. We bring sound science to the farm.
As you have that same message to the producer, is that a similar message that you would want a consumer to hear as well?
I think it's very important that we educate and tell them how things are go through the system, why they're considered safe, if they're on the market, and how it all works. We have to educate them how the farm works and why farmers make the decisions they do. It seems to be important to them. Like I said, there's a thirst. I don't know if I understand why the interest in this specific area, but they have it. It's our job to provide the answers.